My dear friends, on this episode, I would love to share with you on Psalm 23, verse 3. He restores my soul. He guides me along the right path for the sake of his name. Psalm 23 is one of the most beautiful psalms that we read to reassure us of the presence of God and that we are not alone. Mas Lucado, in his book called Traveling Light, gives a wonderful imagery to help us understand the context and why this psalm is such a reassuring of divine providence and the presence of God in our lives. He says, if you could imagine yourself in a jungle, a dense jungle for that matter, a dark jungle, when your friends convinced you that it was time for a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and here you are, you paid the cost for the trip. You crossed the ocean, you hired a guide and joined the group. And then you ventured where you had never ventured before, into the dark, strange world of the jungle. I'm sure that sounds interesting for some and frightening for others. And then we take it a little bit further. Then you imagine yourself that you are in this jungle, lost and alone. You paused to tie your boot, and when you looked up, no one was near. You are alone in this jungle. You took a chance and went to the right. Now you are wondering if the other people in your group went to the left. Just imagine. Imagine yourself. Life, my dear friends, can be likened to a jungle. We get excited, and then we venture in this life, and then we discover that some people have either gone left, while we have gone right. And we are overwhelmed with fear, anxiety, uncertainty, and feel lost and alone. My dear friends, Psalm 23 verse 3 speaks to the restorative power of God's guidance in our lives. This verse reflects the idea that God re-energizes our inner being and leads us towards paths that are true and just, not for our own benefit alone, but for the sake of his name and for the integrity of his name and the glory of his person. The imagery of restoration here is likened to bringing something back to its original condition, or even in a better condition. It suggests that no matter how weary or burdened we may become, God has the power to renew our spirits and set us back on a course aligned with his will and purpose. And for the phrase, for his name's sake, that emphasizes the guidance and restoration provided by God as part of his inherent nature and promise, the faithfulness of his promise, fidelity to the covenant relationship that he has established between us. It assures us that his actions are rooted in his steadfast love and commitment to us, his people, his covenant people, the people he has chosen as his own, aiming to uphold his goodness Amen to uphold his righteousness. Amen to sustain his integrity. And reflecting on this, my dear friends, I don't know where you are in the jungle of life. Whether you feel lost, you feel betrayed, you feel abandoned. Reflecting on this verse can bring some comfort and encouragement, reminding us that we are not alone in this jungle of life. We have a God who cares deeply for us. We have a shepherd who loves us unconditionally, who restores our soul and leads us in the way we should go as a reflection of his goodness and integrity of his mercy and the sustaining love of his covenant. My dear friends, give him a chance to restore your soul. Give him a chance to lead you to the right path. Give him a chance to manifest the glory of his name. May God bless you as you listen, and may God bless you as you go through this life that is so beautiful, even though it is challenging. Have a good listening.